USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The House votes overwhelmingly 415-2 to pass an $8 billion spending bill to fight the coronavirus outbreak. A Senate vote expected Thursday. Almost 200 people infected here in the U.S. At least 11 people have died, 10 of them in Washington State. More than 90,000 people infected around the world. Vice President Mike Pence, who's leading the Corona Task Force, telling reporters,
all state laboratories, all university laboratories at the state level can conduct coronavirus tests.
On Wall Street, another wild session with the Dow gaining 1,173 points. That's a 4.5% gain. The NASDAQ up 334 points. The S&P 500 up almost 127 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
In depth now on our political coverage, Mike Bloomberg calling it quits in New York City after an extremely poor showing on Super Tuesday.
I entered the race for president to defeat Donald Trump. And today, I am leaving the race for the same reason, to defeat Donald Trump, because staying in would make it more difficult to achieve that goal.
Bernie Sanders winning four states, including California. He tells reporters in Vermont,
of course I'm disappointed. I would like to win every state by a landslide. It's not going to happen. You might want to ask me, maybe as a follow-up question, have we been as successful as I would hope in bringing young people in? And the answer is no. We're making some progress.
And Joe Biden, the big winner, he picks up 10 states. He speaks with supporters in Los Angeles.
This is your campaign! Just a few days ago, the press and the pundits had declared the campaign dead!
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An update now on the tornadoes in Tennessee. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports American Idol star Taylor Hicks, who's from the state, speaking out.
President Trump set to visit Nashville on Friday after tornadoes ripped through the area early Wednesday morning. At least 24 people are dead, and it was the deadliest tornado outbreak in Tennessee since 2011. Former American Idol star Taylor Hicks is a Nashville resident. He tells Fox News the city is strong and will rebuild.
You know, I think Nashvillians are very strong. I think Southerners are very strong, and I think we welcome, you know, obviously the president and the aid of the government right now to those areas of affected, because as someone that has actually come from ground zero, I think we need to offer as much as we can as Americans to give these people that in this area really the need and the care that we should give them and that they deserve.
A state panel recommending Rod Blagojevich be disbarred, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The ruling by the Illinois Attorney Registration and Disciplinary Commission came a week after the three-member panel heard arguments over whether the former Democratic Illinois governor's law license should be revoked. Blagojevich didn't attend the hearing. The final decision will be made by the Illinois Supreme Court. Blagojevich has been in the spotlight again recently since being released from prison last month after President Trump commuted his sentence. He had served nearly 8 years behind bars for federal corruption charges.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.